Among the many events for participants of World Youth Day is a special exhibition commemorating the life and thought of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. Irene Lagan reports.
Young pilgrims have been flocking to St. Mary Cathedral in Sydney to pray beside the remains of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, one of the patrons of World Youth Day. Pope Benedict XVI has offered the example of Blessed Pier Giorgio, a student and sportsman who died at the age of 24, as a model for all young people. The Blessed from Turin, a student and member of the Dominican Third Order who died in 1925, was beatified in 1990 by Pope John Paul II, who said that as a young person, the example and testimony of Pier Giorgio was an inspiration for him. The Italian youth, who was a member of Catholic Action, was known for his charity and youthful vigor and witness to Christ. He is widely venerated in Australia, and the presence of his relics is considered as one of the central features of World Youth Day. Paul Allard is the curator of the relics for the event. He says that the example of Pier Giorgio Frassati provides an important model for youth.
He's so relatable. He's very normal in the sense that he's a practical joker and a real personality, yet at the same time deeply prayerful and committed to his faith. I think so often we think of saints, we don't think of that human part of life that lived life to the full and knows how to party and celebrate. But Pier Giorgio had that dimension, as well as deeply prayerful and deeply mystical. So the combination of those two inspires us that we can live a normal human life, as I had to say, and still be very prayerful about our faith.
The relics of Pier Giorgio will be on display through the close of World Youth Day on July 22nd. A special exhibition dedicated to the Blessed's life opened yesterday in the Sydney Exhibition Hall. I'm Irene Lagan.